Hey there, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital and the host of Marketers Anonymous. You're about to hear from some of the best minds in marketing today. Find out more about the podcast, our guests, and our in-person meetups at marketersanon.com. And now, on to the show. Hey everybody, it's Eric Olson. I'm here in the car with my business partner, Kevin Daisy. We are driving up to Richmond right now. We've got a series of meetings. And, you know, I really just wanted to record our conversation. Some of the things we're talking about, I think, is going to be pretty pertinent to you know, some of our strategies going forward and some of the things that you may be thinking about. So I listened to Neil Patel and Eric Sue's Marketing School podcast. It's also an Alexa flash briefing every single day religiously. And I've been doing that for at least a year, probably more like 2 years. But one of the themes that they've been, one of the themes in their most recent episodes has been that SEO is getting just more and more difficult. There's much more demand. Well, not really demand. There's much more, supply of SEO content. There's a ton of content out there. There's a ton of competition. And if you want to take the tact of SEO, then you're in it for the long haul. You're in it for like a year or two before you start seeing results. And even for us, you know, we write a ton of articles for Array Digital. And we'll put out an article and it may get like a little spike, but it doesn't move the needle that much overall. And so it's worth doing and we'll continue to do it. But
it's just one piece of the puzzle.
It's just exactly, you know.
You can't rely just on that or hope to get immediate traction. And, you know, we've had... When we just did SEO back in the day, you know, our clients expected results and they weren't willing to really wait, even though they were pretty well, you know, educated on how long it would take and what would, you know, the effort it would take. But at the end of the day, people want results. They want the phones to ring. They want leads to come in. So you have to combine other things in there, not just rely on SEO. You need to do SEO, but we need to do it. You got to do other things. You got to have advertising spend. You have to do AdWords. You have to do pre-roll. You have to do OTT, whatever it might take. You have to have the right combination to get the results you want.
So with YouTube, one of the things that we're not doing very well, I don't think, and I need to check in on this, is we're not really treating it like a search engine. We're treating it as a hosting company for videos. So I know a lot of the times that we'll put videos out, we'll even make them unlisted. And so it's for our own internal purposes, for like a web page or something like that. And what we really should be doing is treating a video on YouTube the exact same way that we treat a piece of written content on a web page.
Absolutely.
Look at the title, tweak the title, make sure that it's an optimal title, make sure that the copy of the description is tight and it's got SEO value. It's the second largest search engine in the world behind Google. You need to treat it like a search engine, and a lot of times people forget about that. They just think about the video itself and nothing but the video. But there's tremendous value there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and really, I think, you know, we've had those thoughts before and anonymized some of the descriptions before. I have in the past, but it's not something in the back of my mind or something that we really think about.
It's secondary. Yeah, and it should be primary.
We use it as a hosting place for video, and that's primarily what we've done it for. So. And I think the Neil Patel video I saw, I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about treating that as a search engine.
Yeah, no kidding. So we've got YouTube. We're doing a lot of YouTube pre-roll. We're looking at OTT. We're doing this podcast, and we're going to start offering a podcast service to our clients because we believe in the power of voice. We believe in the power of media. You know, we're really... You know, we started off as a web development company, right? Doing websites and custom applications. We morphed into a digital marketing company. I think that the next big change for us, maybe not this year, but maybe next year or the year after, is morphing into a media company. We're producing more and more media for us and for our clients. And once you have the media, especially if it's video, you can then chop it up and put it into different forms, like video, of course, audio, written word. You can take that exact same content. You can make memes out of it. You can just use it over and over and over. But if you don't have the actual media assets, then you got nothing. You have to be creative. So we need to be producing a lot more content, and I think media is going to be the key there. So it looks like we're going to be pushing a lot more into the media realm, and I'm super looking forward to that. I think it's going to be honestly a lot more exciting.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Have a question about marketing? Let us know and we may answer it here. Reach out at marketersandon.com. See you next time.